Right then, boys, little night session. I want to show you guys, it's good lighting. I want to show you guys how to get some bigger arms, okay? I always had big, I'm not going to lie, always had big triceps and shoulders and stuff. I think it's from laboring. I used to do a lot of like shoveling, wheelbarrowing. Forearms were always big, back was always enormous. And I think it was just from doing stuff as a kid, like laboring with my dad and whatnot, but my biceps were tiny. So bear with me, I'm going to just grab some weights and let me show you the trick. So we've got some 22s. Wait, where is it? 22.5, I think. Quite a heavy weight. I'm going to show you. A lot of people do this. Like they're throwing fucking uppercuts, okay? What you want to do is lock the elbow. Elbow, don't move. In slow motion, okay? Like that. Lock the elbow. See if we can get the angle. There. If it doesn't move, then it's all bicep and you can do some crazy weight. So if it's locked in here, don't move it. Same here. Watch my elbow. Not moving, all isolation. What everyone does is this. Like they're fucking skiing down a mountain. Lock it in place, elbows don't move. Everything stays there. It's boring, but everything just stays there. You know, you grab the rope here, lean back, elbow stays still. Every rep, elbow stays still. And then you just work here and here, and it gives you a bigger frame. And there's no cheating. That's one of the tricks. I also want to teach you guys, lift heavy. As you can see me there, 22.5. I actually find that quite easy. Wait there. 30. Right. I find this pretty easy. And that is because every time I train, I try and lift heavy. And you see all these guys on steroids, you see like Larry Wheels, throws a punch, bicep falls down, ligaments, tendons, they don't grow, everything falls apart. If you just do years and years and years of natural training, lifting heavy, pushing yourself to the limits, eating clean, living clean, not substance abusing, eventually, I'm 34 tomorrow, you just get mega strong. You just build up that big Viking build. That's the key, it's sustainable.